Development Alternatives with Women for a New Era, or DAWN, is a network of feminist scholars, researchers and activists from the economic south working for economic and gender justice and sustainable and democratic development. This recording is done by DAWN as a way of sharing its feminist critical analysis of the global environment through the voices of women from the south. Other recordings are available for download at www.dawnnet.org and may be used freely following proper citation. DAWN Podcasts, the voices of women creating a just world.
Thank you, Lydia. And I think that everybody here knows by now that I'm just over the moon to be here at this moment to be celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Centre and particularly to pay tribute to Charlotte. I don't come here very often anymore. At 75, you don't go back to New York. You certainly never go to the United Nations conferences anymore. But I love coming here at this time of the year because this is when I get to meet all my old friends. And the last person I met as I was coming on the platform is Achola Pala, who I haven't seen for 30 years. So I want to start, in fact, by echoing what Charlotte said, that it's because of the movement, in honoring the movement, because it's because of the movement that that we will ensure the advancement of women's rights despite all the setbacks. It's because of the movement that we will secure economic justice for all women despite the setbacks. And we've had examples, I think, from the panel, particularly this morning's panel on the body, of the amazing mobilization of coalitions around issues of sexual and reproductive rights and HIV and AIDS. And in fact, I'm going to come back to that because it's at that local level that you really see the strength of those coalitions that actually have the capacity to make some change. In the panel on the economy, we've had suggestions about new alliances emerging between the human rights networks and the progressive economists. I'm glad that they are progressive economists. They're very invisible, but maybe they will become more visible. Maybe the women will help them. The women's human rights movement will help them to become more visible. And reminders of the need to work with women involved in peace and conflict networks. So what can I say that is new? Even before I came here, I was saying, what can I say that's new? I've been saying to people, I'm coming to hear you. I said, I have nothing new to say, nothing new to say. But sitting here today, I have some new things to say because there were three questions that came up that I want to try to answer. And that I think that they demand some clarity if we are to have to move forward without some paralyzing despair. And I think the questions are these. Where is the power of our movement in the light of the backlash? Where is the hope, given what is going on at CSW? And the third question that came from the panel on the economy, what do we need to do to mobilize more efficiently on issues of economics and militarization? So let me focus on just three challenges that I see facing women's movements today. And those are the challenges that are in my brief, the challenges between the global and the local, the North-South challenge that continues, but I want to put it in a slightly different framework today, and the tension and the challenge of how to make that link between the mainstream and the growing marginalized women. And to do that, I want to really start with the global local, because I think that one of the reasons for all the frustration that we feel, and it comes up in the question that people raise, you know, where are the grassroots women, where are the poor women, speak for themselves, and the frustration expressed in saying, why don't we have stronger alliances between the, let's say, the trade unions and the rights people and the economic, civil and political rights and the economic and social rights. I think it's because we don't always make that distinction between the local and the global. We talk in our discussion about movements, we don't make that distinction. We talk about an issue like, you know, where are the poor women, as if this is not a global space. And I think it's, although the two are connected, I think it's really important to recognize the distinction between the two. Because what, let me say right away that the most meaningful change takes place at the local level. That is the level at which, as Gita says, women get the realization of rights. You don't get that at the global level. You have to be at your local level, and those are things that can only be done there. It's at the local level that you see the coalitions, and the examples, the most powerful examples that we've had today, that, including that short clip from Turkey, these are local movements, and you can see the power there on the ground when they protest, when they hold their governments accountable, when they even bring down governments and challenge corporate interests. So that's the local level. But local level, local people in local movements cannot easily participate in ongoing global negotiations without jeopardizing their own movements. In the Caribbean, I often face that. People don't want to engage in global, at the global level, because they need all the time they have to do the work on the ground. So there is that tension. 2 minutes to go. The other tension, north-south, because I only have 2 minutes to go, let me just say this. We always think about the north-south tension in terms of the power of the asymmetrical relations between the north and south. But in the context of the global economic crisis, I really want to challenge the women in the north to really get organized around dealing with their government's economic policies, which are affecting us all over the world. That's a major priority. That's got to be a major priority for women in the north if they really want to be in solidarity with us in the south. And similarly with the marginalized and the mainstream groups, and I don't have time to go into that anymore. Let me try to answer these three questions in the context in which I have just set out those tensions. And to start by saying that let me start with the last question. That is, how do we mobilize more effectively on issues of economics and militarization? I think that Gita reminds us that, first of all, that work has been going on at the global level on that. The work of Dawn, I would mention. But Gita's reminded us that these are very complex issues, and I personally am just delighted that that Diane and Radhika are making that link between the progressive economists and the human rights people. And at that level, they will have to use language that we will not be able to understand. That language has to be translated. But the work between them has to take place at that global level. I also want to mention, in fact, that there are women in mobilization of women in trade unions at that global level as well. I met Gemma Agbada the other day. She's still there, hanging in there. So there are those alliances, and I say that to people maybe who are not aware of them, but those things are happening. On the question of where is the power of the movement in the light of the backlash, I think it is exactly because of the diversity. It is that diversity that brings women together across all sorts of disciplines and boundaries and classes and ethnicities, that brings together academics and economists and grassroots women and trade unionists, that is the power of our movement. Last year, in 2008, I went to the AWID Forum on the power of movements, and I took with me women from networks that had not identified with women's movements, disabled women, domestic workers, lesbians, rural women producers. And I took them there because I wanted them, the NGOs, I wanted them to experience the power of movements, to meet women at that forum who were in movements, not just in NGOs. I know my time is up. The third thing is, where is the hope? And this is the most important thing, because I'm basically an optimist and I have to find some hope. The reason I keep coming back to New York is because this is where I find the hope. I find the hope in being here among friends, among people that I've known for 20 years, 15 years, new people that I've just met, young women. And that reminds me that in spite of all the, you know, one step forward, two steps backwards, the movement continues. It's resilient. It'll keep bouncing back. And the very challenges that we face is what is going to give us the strength. So I always have hope, particularly because I don't have to cross the street to the UN, which I find so discouraging. But I really am glad that it's there, because it's a wonderful place for young women. So let me say, please, young women, go there. Don't expect people of my age and generation to accompany you.
For more information on the work of Dawn, do not hesitate to contact us. Our email address is info@dawnnet.org.